This is On the Ground Ipsy on 89.1 WEMU, your community NPR station. And this is a point in the week where we really emphasize that word community. And the community we're talking about is our home community, one we're very proud to be a part of, Ypsilanti. And On the Ground Media, or On the Ground Ipsy, is a coordinated project between Concentrate Media, which had this great idea and went out and got a bunch of support for it in the community, and us as the media partner. And in this case, Sarah Rigg, our embedded reporter, is out in the community taking a look at some of the things that really make Ipsy tick. And we're not ignoring problems here. What we're looking at are the people in our community that are devoted to providing solutions to youth, to homelessness, to education issues, to just about anything you can think of in our community where somebody needs a hand. I'd be willing to bet there's lots of people with a hand out ready to help. And today is no different, so welcome, Sarah.
Hello.
And what have you been looking at this last week in the ice and the snow and now the rain?
I connected with a Ypsilanti Township handyman and contractor named Tyrone Bridges, who has a for-profit business called Quick Mix Home Improvement, but he also has a youth program called Youth to Contractors, where he teaches young people in 11th, 12th grade, thereabouts, handyman and do-it-yourself skills.
Well, that's an interesting topic. We tend to overemphasize a lot the role of higher education in young people's lives, but we still need a lot of people on the ground working with their hands, making buildings and fixing things and building the things I certainly can't build or don't know how to. So good. What was something that struck you when you were talking with them this week?
Well, we had been planning to do a story about Youth to Contractors for a while, but then Tyrone came to me and said, I have a really cool story for you. There's a family, the Snowdens, who were halfway through a home improvement fix when the father family, Ken Snowden, had some problems and they got stuck, and Tyrone is helping them out, but I'll let them tell their own story.
Awesome, great. So we've got Ken and a couple other people from Ken's house in with us this morning, and Tyrone. Good morning, Tyrone. How are you this morning?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm well. So tell me a little bit about your history with Ipsy. You got the contract company, but what do you guys do, and what's your place here in town?
Well, the history with the Youth to Contractors, last year I came up with the idea for a goal for my son for a graduation present. He wanted to actually know how to do the stuff that I do, and I taught him to do a lot of the stuff, and I told him I wanted to make him part owner of a business called Quick Mix Home Improvement. And we came up with the idea of trying to show the kids that we frequent with in the community how to repair things in the community.
You know, I grew up in a household. My dad was a carpenter, and I grew up watching him put on roofs and frame houses and work with his hands and come home on days like today with cracked hands and, you know, sweating all day in the gray, but loving every minute of it. You know, working with your hands and building has a certain dignity to it. And I think we don't pay enough attention to that in our world. So how hard is it for you to find teenagers that thinking, you know, this might be something I'm interested in?
Well, when I met the Snowdens, I mean, I guess that was a divine intervention. I got a call by Mr. Snowden, and he saw me on Next Door and heard about the stuff that I do with the Youth to Contractors, and came over and met the young men that I met, his sons and his son's friend, and just blew me away. And it was a perfect opportunity to actually launch the program to some gifted guys already. And
okay, so Ken, you're here this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell me about this. What caught your eye with this project, and then what made you think, man, this is a great idea?
Well,
if you do think it's a great idea.
I do think it's a fantastic idea.
I'm glad we concur. Awesome. Great.
It was twofold for me. As one, I needed work done and was no longer able to do it myself. And then I had these young men in my house that I wasn't able to get up and show him, you know, the things that I knew and able to do it. And so I was hoping to save some money so to find a contractor that was willing to let me at least provide the labor and save us some costs and stuff like that. And so, yeah, it was almost an immediate connection with Tyrone when I called him and he came into my house, and it was just, I don't want to speak for him, but it was almost like I knew this man all my life. You know, I mean, we just felt at ease with each other. And he looked around at what we needed to have done in the house. And he just kind of took charge of it and told me his idea and explained it to the boys. And of course, the boys being that late teen years and stuff without any real direction or idea where they wanted to go, latched right onto it.
I mean, you guys don't have it all figured out. You don't know exactly your path for the rest of your whole life. You know, and I think that's really – there's two things to me at play here. One is everybody could benefit by knowing a little more about how to take care of yourself, your home, right. the things around you. I mean, nobody's going to be worse off knowing how to, you know, throw a toilet in the bathroom at the end of the day, you know, to do that right. And I think also for these guys, it gives them a chance to hands-on discover – is this something I want to do? You know, and again, I think we go back to, for whatever reason, people that do manual labor seem to be thrown under the bus a lot in our society. I don't know why, because without them, as you've experienced here, you know, you can't get stuff done. You would have been either having to pay more money or, you know, there's just, and then have this mindset. That's great, Tyrone. And we'll talk to the youngins here in a minute. But, you know, how do you get to a point, you mentioned your son, where you're talking to a guy like Ken, and you're thinking, I'm going to take the time to be patient and work with people that really haven't done this before, and not only do the work, but, you know, show them how to do it at the same time. And that takes a very specific kind of mindset.
Well, I guess a lot of kids that I be around, a lot of youth that I be around, they say, you know, you act like one of us. I say, I guess I have a kid at heart. I'm 49, but I have a motivation of maybe a 30-year-old, you know, and just that energy and that drive. I can show somebody something in the realm of, I mean, I'll talk them through it pretty much, and they can, you know, pick up on it.
So you were late too. How did you get started in the business?
My stepdad, he actually taught me years ago these skills, and I said, I don't think I'll never use these skills. And I'm thinking, like, now it reminds me of how my son had, thinking now, he said he wants to go work in a movie theater as opposed to running a handyman job.
Right,
so
right.
I said, wait a minute. Oh, back then, I didn't want to do a handyman. I wanted to be a DJ.
Right.
So now I'm seeing.
Funny how life changes, right?
Yes,
and having as many skills as you can is going to help you out. So let's talk to the teenagers involved in this. Introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Coleman Snowden.
All right. And what was it about this that made you think, gosh, I should get my hands on this and learn a new skill? Or were you kind of pushed into it?
Was I mean,
like,
I wasn't
take the cell phone and car away if you don't do this kind of thing?
I wasn't pushed into it, but I really wanted to just help my dad. And Tyrone seemed like a cool guy, and he seemed like he knew what he was doing. And this is like kind of what I want to go into as like a working job, because like you get paid pretty good for it, and like he's helping younger people. You can help people from it, and plus like with my own house on the motor, I'm gonna know how to do all this stuff and
right save you money. You know,
yeah.
You know, and that's another thing we've lost a little bit too is this kind of stuff we do with our neighbors. We used to, if a neighbor had a fence problem, we'd get together as a group in our neighborhood and we'd go help out our neighbor, roof, you know, driveway issues, the toilet, you know, whatever. But now it seems like since so few of us have these skills, we're relying on strangers a lot of times. Sometimes the strangers are friendly, like Tyrone, and sometimes they're not, as you probably right. have experience doing this work. Mm-hmm. So what did you actually end up doing?
Well, we had to take the, what's it called, the drywall out of the back of our kitchen, like behind our furnace.
Okay.
Not our furnace, our, what's it called?
Stove.
The stove.
Stove, right.
Yeah, we had to take that
the
out.
Thing you cook the food on.
Yeah.
The thing someone
and,
cooks your food on.
So we took that out, and we had to paste it all back up. And then before we did that, we put tiles, like backsplash behind the sink and stuff. And then we're going to fill the back wall behind the stove and stuff with tiles, too.
Oh, good. There's a lot of finish work. So you're doing drywall, you're doing tile work, you're doing grout work. That's not easy stuff either.
And then he also helped us install lights. We didn't even have an intentions of him helping us with that, but he came over and knew how to do it.
Good. So a little electrical, too?
Yeah.
Hey, that's that. You're getting the general contractor life there. You're learning a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
What was your favorite out of that? What was something you really liked having your hands on?
I like doing the tile because me and my friend Jared right here we kind of made an assembly line. So, like, while one of us would paste the stuff on the back to put it on the wall, one of us would be laying it up. One of us would be cutting it. So, even he helped a little bit with that. And Tyrone, like, some of us would cut the glue out and put different spots on there. So, yeah.
Or who else is with us this morning?
Jared.
Hey, Jared. Jared Taylor. You're the friend that he was just talking about?
Yes,
you're,
definitely.
You're the other part of the assembly line.
Yes,
okay.
The part of the assembly line.
So, same
sure.
question for you. You know, what made you interested in taking on this project, and what was your takeaway from it?
Well, the work that we're actually doing is something that I didn't really get to do when I was younger. So Tyrone coming in the house and kind of just offering, you know, this ability to learn and kind of like understand, you know, that type of work. I never really understood it myself, so I saw it as an opportunity to gain some knowledge pretty much.
Oh, cool. So you mentioned the assembly line with the tile. Did you enjoy that?
Yeah, I actually thought it was great. I thought it was like a good process, and it got things like done very quickly.
All right, so how did it come out? Does it look good?
Yeah, it looks
great. You proud of the work?
The grout definitely made it look way better.
All right, Ken, you've given it a thumbs up. Okay, great. I see
absolutely.
Ken.
Awesome. I mean, the work these guys did really blew my mind for first-timers and at Tyrone's direction. They seemed to enjoy every minute
of it.
Well,
good. That speaks well of the teacher in this case, too, that having done some of these projects myself and having a dad try and teach me, I could tell you, sometimes patience is a virtue in that case, and sometimes you're going to get a little slop, especially with things like grout and drywall and stuff. There is plenty of potential for issues there. Sorry, who's my other guy involved in the project here?
Bannon.
All right, Bannon, and what did you do?
I'm going to be honest. I didn't do a whole lot.
Okay.
These two took on the bulk of the project.
You did the cleaning?
Yeah, I tried to help up with cleanup work a lot.
Hey, somebody's got to do it. Can't leave the mess.
Yeah,
it's actually an important part of being a contractor is at the end you got to make it sparkle. All right, so what did you learn out of this that maybe an honest day's work is a hard day's work is worth the effort?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I watched them do it. Like I said, I wasn't very much hands-on. I helped them put up the tiles a little bit and stuff, but Tyrone, Jared, and Coleman did the bulk of the work. Right. I'm telling you, it looks amazing.
But you got something out of it. You got to learn a little about the process.
I got to learn a little bit about it, and I got to – I mean, like you said earlier, I think it's good for any kid to get hands-on with contracting work to see if that's something they might want to do or be interested
in
the future.
You know, even if you don't do it yourself, it's helpful that when you're working with a contractor to know a little bit about it. So when they're talking about what kind of tile do you want to do this work, you want to do that work, you know what you're getting yourself into a little bit. Did any of you, come away from this thinking maybe this is something I might want to do for a job?
Oh, definitely, for sure. Yeah. Right. Honestly, it was because, as I said, it was something that I didn't have a lot of knowledge in. And Tyrone basically coming in and like doing this with us honestly opened it up a lot for me. I don't know about Coleman.
All right, Coleman, same thing for you.
Sure. Like, this is something I definitely would want to do because, like, I'm not the type of guy to sit behind a desk and just, like, learn. You feel me? Like,
you want to get your hands on stuff.
Yeah, I want to get my hands on stuff and do it.
Good.
And plus, like, you get an early job with that. You don't got to go to school for 6 years at a time. You can jump right off at 18 and get your own job.
Yeah,
and you know, money too.
Well, and that's something you could do too. You could start with manual labor and then maybe start your own business down the road. And if you got enough experience and you got enough friendly relationships with clients, kind of sounds like they're filling out a job app for you, by the way, Tyrone. So
they already hired.
All right. Ken, go back to you real quick. You mentioned the work was great, and you're happy with the outcome here. What was more important to you, getting some nice tile and backsplash work done and getting some good lighting in, or having the boys really experience this work firsthand?
Probably having the boys experience something. Coleman and Bannon are my sons, and I know Coleman, it's just natural to him. This kind of work really just comes natural to him. But if it doesn't come natural to him, if nothing else, it may inspire him to go do something else and say, I don't want to work that hard.
You know, I've had that in my own house. We put the kids on a project and like, man, how do I avoid ever having to do this again? It's
right.
Like you become a job in another way and have money to pay people to do it for you because those are your two options. You do it yourself or you pay somebody to do it for you.
Yeah.
Tyrone, you got the nonprofit going. Do you have a goal for like how many students' lives you want to touch here, or is this just kind of an ongoing thing?
Well, actually, it actually took a little bit of faster pace when I actually met these guys.
Okay.
And it actually is a motivator to me because I was like down because now my son's he's moved out the house and it's just me and my dog now. So
so you need some new family to adopt here. All
yeah,
right.
So
teach them the trade.
I mean, these guys have been great, and you know the main goal that I'm trying to do is create great ambassadors for our community.
Okay.
We don't have enough young men, and like I told these guys, and they can bear me witness, it's not what people see that I do in showing these guys. It's, what did I tell you guys? It's God seeing me do this. God sees me do this, and that's all I care about.
Yeah.
And that's my goal. My goal is to create ambassadors that can actually have a heart to actually go check on a neighbor and see if a neighbor might need a screw turned or a light fixture maybe fixed or just the look, the motivation to do something.
Well, and they have the skills. That's going to open up that relationship should they need to do it. And that is, you know, we always look, oh, I need to borrow a cup of sugar. But, you know, if your neighbor knows you know how to tweak a little bit here and there on home stuff, they'll come knocking on the door asking for help. And how great is it that you've set these guys up in order to be able to do that? What's the future like for this? Are you looking for more projects, looking for more volunteers, looking for more teenagers?
We're looking for more projects to do. We need a lot of projects to do for the spring, summer, because I do want to put a lot of these youth to work. with some landscaping, also some drywalling, some painting, a little bit of everything. So we're trying to actually get the business up and also make sure we get enough youth in a pool to actually put them to jobs and have some of these young men oversee some of the youth that are learning what they have already learned.
And, sorry, you know, if you're listening right now and you got a shiftless teenager at home sitting on the butt playing Fortnite all day and you want to get a project done in your home and you want to get that teenager involved in it, it sounds like Tyrone is up for kicking a little butt and getting them motivated and showing them a new skill.
That's right. That's right.
All right, maybe then, you know, like you said, down the road, you know, make them a person that neighbors will be able to rely on and spread that work. We don't have enough students looking at skilled trades these days, so I know there's a definite need in our community for it, and it sounds like you're trying really hard to fill that gap. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
Sarah, come back in here, and we're going to have you trade with Tyrone. I'm assuming we got some good pictures of this work this week?
Oh, yeah. Doug Coombs' photos are always fantastic.
All right, and contact info and all that stuff will be up at concentratemedia.com.
That's correct.
All right, what do you got going for next week?
Well, we had a couple stories flipped around on our editorial calendar, but we really and truly are doing a story about the Ypsilanti Family Reads program
next week.
Yeah, we promise. I had talked to the librarians, but I really wanted to talk to somebody who had participated in the program and get their perspective. So now I've got that wrapped up, and we're ready to go with that next week.
Well, I look forward to talking with you, and I hope you're looking forward to hearing more about this great work happening in our community. As I said, you can find everything we just talked about at concentratemedia.com, concentrate2 on Twitter, but Concentrate Media
everywhere else
on social media. And, of course, you can find it all linked at WEMU.org. This has been On the Ground Ipsy on 89.1 WEMU FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.